We are ready for some more high school basketball tonight as the tournament continues. Of course, exciting contest on Friday night out at Harper Creek. Western Panthers got the win, set themselves up for an appearance today, taking on Ann Arbor Father Gabriel Richard, the Irish. And, boy, I think it's going to be a fun one, Brian. We were looking over kind of the history and seeing everybody, and we discovered that this could be a pretty good matchup, actually.
Yeah, you know what? We're always excited for basketball. We're extra excited for tournament basketball. We're now in the regionals. And, Steve, this court is going to be packed full of girls that are playing at the next level. The starting backcourt for Gabriel Richard's both going to Western Michigan. I mean, it's just up and down, just talent all around in this gym, and I'm excited.
Yeah, it's fun to hear the coaches a little bit before the game talking about what they're worried about from the other teams. And Aubrey Allen came up in that discussion right away by, I think, all the coaches in the building. She's a problem. She's a matchup problem because she is big. She is tall. She is long. And she is skilled. And now all of a sudden you go, well, if it was just some lumbering big down there that was grabbing up the rebounds, well, we can work with that. But you got to watch her out shooting all the way out to the three-point line. She's a defensive rebounding stud. And we saw her change a lot of shots against Michigan Center on Friday night. So it's just an important player back there for the Western Panthers and Auburn.
Yeah, she does it on both ends of the floor. And as you when you could be 6 foot one or two and as strong as her, and hit what she can do, that is a problem. And, you know, most people just don't have an answer for that.
And while we're talking about that, we might as well bring up Raya Hitt, who Michigan Center's game plan on Friday was pretty much to take her away entirely. And she, what, 23 points?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
End up being a scorer no matter what. So those two come out here and make the name. And then I think what we saw they're very able to do is that those other three in the starting lineup and then a couple off the bench will come in and give them good minutes and can do all those things as well. So it's really a deep team here. Probably about six or seven play with regularity that Coach Beckman can rotate. But, yeah, we're ready to see more from Western. I think they do need to play well today. I don't know if we feel like they've played as well as they're capable of in the tournament yet, but today would be a good night to do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's face it. We're at that point of the tournament now where whoever you're matched up with is a good team now. So there is no just 80% performances and we'll advance at this point. It's who's going to be sharper, and it's going to be fun.
Pre-game coverage for Kelly Express Parts. Other sponsors include Graham's Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Dan the Man Insurance, Wilby Transmix, Form Energy Drink, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson College, Gene Winter Auto Group, King's Equipment, East Jackson, Josh's Dumps, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, just a ton of fine sponsors, Lomar Machine and Tool, Northwest Community Schools. We're ready to go here with a big one. How, Richard, Brian, did you glean up this team?
Well, I'm gleaning of the twins, Steve, and I know it's always a hassle for you when you're doing play-by-play and you got to say which person it is, but you're going to have to get used to calling out the difference between Vanessa Rodriguez and Ava Rodriguez, neither of which are really that big when you look at them. And now we are perched up high, but I mean, no, are you guessing 5'6"-ish?
Yeah.
And when you're 5'6" and you're going to go play at Western Michigan as twins, you know that's usually a spot for 5'10" guards, not 5'6". So that means quickness and shooting is what that means. And I'm looking forward to just watching them both perform.
I'll tell you what, Brian. A lot of times when it's sisters or siblings or something that have the same last name, there's some distinguishing characteristic, different haircuts or different equipment that they wear. But these two look like they're trying their hardest to fool me. So you never know which one is which. And maybe that helps them against defenses, too. If you got two Rodriguez out there, you don't know which one you're guarding maybe sometimes.
Yeah, the bad thing for you, Steve, is one's number one and one's 11.
Yeah.
So you're I guess you're just looking for two ones and hope you see them both.
Boy, it's got to be on purpose for this moment to get me. Gabriel Richard comes in 16-8 on the year. They were 4-4 in the Catholic League. They finished third. Of course, in that league, Lumen Christi, number two team, I think, in the final MHSAA rankings in Division III. But They beat this Gabriel Rochard team twice, and we know Lumen's very good. They also got beat by Grass Lake 45-40, so they didn't get run out of the gym against some very good teams. And obviously, they're still playing here in the regional, so they're capable. And we'll see what happens. But they did beat Chelsea to get into this position, 45-35. During the regular season. Then their tournament run includes a win over Williamston, 38-26, and then a win over Chelsea, 38-30. So
a lot of low-scoring games, and you know, we were told about the defense they play, and I suppose if you slow it down and play good D, Western's, on the contrast, not like that. They kind of like to get it going, so this will be an interesting contrast as we see a lot of times. You know, one last note for Father Gabriel Rochard, Allie Nelson, a super freshman for them, just hurt her knee and is out tonight, and that just happened during the district, I believe. So they're going to have to get used to minus a starter
and
new roles.
And on the opposite side of that, Becca Brushaber, who went down with an injury on Friday night in the game and didn't return to the game, we were talking to them post-game after our broadcast had concluded, and there seemed like uncertainty about tonight, but she is available. She's in the starting lineup, so that's good news. That it seemed like she was already feeling better by the time we had talked to her on Friday, but good to see with a weekend of rest and recuperation, she's ready to go and start tonight. So Western will have their top starting lineup, everybody they want to have out there for the start of this one. We'll look at those starting lineups some more when we come back. Pre-game coverage for Kelly Express Marks. And let's get the Chargers when we come back. 3-minute break on the pregame. Western and Father Gabriel Rochard coming up. Regional basketball semifinals here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand how important peace of mind is to my listeners. With genuine GM parts and a lifetime workmanship warranty, these guys stand behind every job as long as you own your car. They can fix anything, from the minor stuff like dings, dents, and scratches to major wrecks on any brand of vehicle. Jim Winter Auto Group is conveniently located in Jackson near the airport. They offer a free shuttle service, a fleet of late model rental cars, and handle all the issues with your insurance company. Folks, there is a difference in dealerships. That difference is the people and service at Jim Winter Auto Group. Call 517-787-5100 or visit jimwinterautobody.com to schedule an estimate.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you. Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame.
WKHM.
Brian, let's go ahead and get into these starting lineups.
All right. Well, for Father Gabriel Richard, who is the Irish? And I'll just be referring to them. That's easier to say. The right. Irish have the two twin seniors that we talked about already, Vanessa Rodriguez and Ava Rodriguez. Another senior, Jackie Poppy. And then a sophomore, Mimi Fitzpatrick. And junior, Courtney Dyer.
Mimi Fitzpatrick is a cool name.
It is.
Sometimes I have an analysis. I just like that name.
We'll see how he can live up to that coolness on the floor for you.
I have no doubt. Go ahead with the Western Panthers.
All right. Well, for Parma Western, they are starting the freshman, Callie Fisher, sophomore, Lola Birdner, then Becca Brusher, senior, and senior, Aubrey Allen.
Yeah, I thought pretty impressive. Over the course of the couple games, we've seen them at the end of the year here. They can really, you know, kind of rely on her to not turn it over and be pretty careful with the ball. There's good defense as well, and a big part of the fast break. And you got to be ready for those outlet passes because Aubrey Allen gets that. She's looking like a quarterback back there, just ready to fire down touchdowns.
Yeah, you liked her. I was a big fan of Lola Burton.
Yep. So 5-5. I think Western will go into the bench a little bit. And certainly their depth, especially got Dean coming up as a freshman, played big minutes. And she protect the basketball a little more, but other than that, she gives you a little bit of that left to the first.
Yeah, we'll see Madison Redovich, too.
Yep. I will take when we come back. What's your banner? And our father, Daniel Richard Irish. It's WKHM Regional. That's the final.
I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607. Hi, friends. I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions. Call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 19...
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new...
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
My name is Joel Cook, and I'm the principal at East Jackson Secondary School. The school of choice window is currently open, and if you're looking for a school with beautiful facilities and even better people, look east. If you love sports and want ample opportunities to play right away, look east. If you want your student to spend less time staring at a phone or computer screen and more time engaging in hands-on learning and relationship-driven classrooms, look east. East Jackson Community Schools are on the rise, and we want you to be part of the change. Stop by or find us at eastjacksonschools.org.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 8 minutes on the clock, starting lineups being introduced on the floor, and we are just about ready to rock.
Yeah, and Steve, we mentioned talked about some of the starting lineup. You did mention about Becca Brushhaber's injury. Just as far as a player, though, the thing that we kind of are impressed with, there's always a calmness about her.
Yeah.
We don't think she tries to force things, and it's just one of those role things that hopefully she's healthy and gets to finish this game up and be a productive Panther.
Aubrey Allen in to jump it up and going against Courtney Dyer in there. Allen taps it back to Spitzer, and we're underway. Spitzer getting the offense set up, and they're going to try to mitigate Allen down in the middle with some zone that could, you know, that could end up with some open looks for Rhea Hitt from the wing. She's a talented three-point shooter. There's a nice drive by Spitzer, finishing with a left hand, like the freshman asserting herself. 2-0 on the wide open look. Great job.
Yeah, forget freshman nerves or any nerves.
Yeah,
she took it to that zone.
It's Rodriguez, and what a pass. Good movement by Dyer to get to the open spot and didn't miss. That was Ava Rodriguez firing the lefty bullet down there for a layup, and we're tied at two.
Looks like two Panthers collided on that. So, Steve, against this 1-3-1, the corners are going to be open.
They go high post for Allen. Back cut to Berdner. Got a good look. Allen down there nearly gets the offensive rebound. The Irish will squeeze it back the other way. Vanessa Rodriguez. Change of pace, dribble, gets a step, now scoops it out to her sister, back to the wing, and a triple goes up long. Rebounded Aubrey Allen. She looks to outlet, nobody cutting, so Spitzer comes to get it now. She drives into traffic, backs it out to Berdner, swings it around top for Allen. Ooh, she had Brushhaver on a back cut, missed it. Spitzer takes a step, pulls up on the dribble, got it, rolled around for a little while, but a couple buckets now for Spitzer, and a 4-2 lead for the Panthers.
Man, it's Spitzer just saying, I don't care, freshman or not, I'm taking over this game early.
I like the aggressiveness.
Yeah.
6:18 to play first quarter, 4-2 Panthers, and Ava Rodriguez gets a step all the way down and lays it up too strong. Rebounded, though, Dyer. She'll back it out. Rodriguez, how about three? And that was deflected. Rhea Hitt running out after him. I think she got her feet tied up with Corey McCabe there.
Yeah, the official. Don't be part of the game, McCabe.
4-2, Panthers lead. Corner for Spitzer for three. That one's going to go short. Allen, offensive rebound. Back cut, hit. She'll get in there for a layup. Extra chances, and great, that passing ability for Aubrey Allen that's impressed us all tournament. Finds a nice cutting Rhea Hitt, and a 6-2 lead for the Panthers here early.
We say it all the time, good cutters make for good passers.
Rodriguez passes it out to Poppy. Poppy caught a double team. They get away to Ava Rodriguez. She'll take the deep triple. That one's going to go halfway down, but rattles out and rebounded by who else? Aubrey Allen. Gets it up to Hitt, gives it to Spitzer, running up the left sideline. She stops at the wing. Gives it up to Hitt, now high post for Allen. Makes a dribble. Jump shot from the free throw line is short. Rebounded by Vanessa Rodriguez. She gives it up right side for Fitzpatrick. really trying to deny the Rodriguez sisters, but there's two of them. There's another blocked three-point attempt by Rhea Hitt, and now she gets the benefit of the fast break. Too strong, well defended by Vanessa Rodriguez.
Thought they might get her with one there.
6-2 still the Western lead, 4:40 to play. We're in the first quarter. Moving the ball around. Ava Rodriguez comes to get it, makes a drive move, and that'll be a reach in from Rhea Hitt. That'll be our first foul of the game. I'll tell you what, Hitt, she got three early fouls in that game on Friday, managed to play the rest of the way without committing that fourth foul until much later on. So they can trust her to kind of stay out there and not get into any deeper foul trouble, perhaps.
Yeah, but boy, when she like is blocking jumpers and stuff, which she can obviously do, that puts yourself in a chance for foul trouble.
Yeah. A turnover for Gabriel Richard. Good hands by the Panthers. Dean on the floor now for Western. Give Brushaber a break. Left side Hitt. Spot up for the three. Now dribbles by the defender into the corner for Allen. She'll dribble out. Skip pass. Goes to Dean. Back out to top for Spitzer. Left wing Hitt. Call him for it. High post. Aubrey Allen back out to Hitt. Now she gets a step baseline. Steps back. Good patience right now for Western. Not forcing up a shot. Hitt does catch and shoot. I think she wanted to get a triple look on that possession. She took that one and hit nothing but the bottom. 9-2 lead now for the Panthers.
You're just about to say nobody forcing one up, and I was almost going to say that looked kind of forced, but hit nothing but nylon.
There's a move to the basket by Rodriguez. Backs it out. Fitzpatrick into the corner. And a near knockaway there. Steal attempt again. This time by Dean. She gets it back to Ava Rodriguez. Screen coming out there for Dyer. Rodriguez takes the deep three and goes off the heel. Rebounded by Aubrey Allen. And a timeout from the Western bench. Brushaber set to check back in. Let's go ahead and get a 30 break from our broadcast. 3:18 to play first quarter. 9-2 Western on WKHM.
I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Kelly Spitzer brings it up to the Panthers out of the timeout. 9-2 lead for Western. Working left side, got a screen at the top, now goes to the wing. Baseline pass to Becca Brushaber. Skip pass now to Dean into the corner. Extra pass, Berdner pump fakes and gets caught for traveling on the takeoff.
Wait, you mean if you pump fake in the corner and then take off, the high school officials are going to call traveling?
Seems like it. We've seen it a time or two.
It's almost like they think that move's illegal.
Yeah. Oh, you can't pump fake and then go by anyone. 9-2 lead for Western as they give it back to the Irish. Rodriguez into the corner. There's an open triple. Good ball movement. Anna Maria McAuliffe couldn't hit. Rebounded by the Panthers. Oh, fired that pass to Aubrey Allen, and she fires the triple and hits. Threw that like she was going cross court, yeah. Right next to one another. It didn't matter. Allen caught it and hit the triple, and it's 12-2 Panthers.
Western has taken two threes that I thought were kind of questionable, but they made them both. So, hey, yeah. What do I know?
A little drive by Vanessa Rodriguez gets it back out. Now Ava has it on the wing. She'll look to drive into the paint. Allen comes up to stop it, backs it out. Now skip pass to the right. Oh, Western really chasing on the perimeter. Ava Rodriguez goes right side, pump fake, drive to the baseline. Good closeout, and I guess we'll get a blocking call against Brushaber down there. I thought she did a good job moving the feet. Mimi Fitzpatrick was making a dribble move. Second foul on the Panthers. 12-2 lead.
Couple subs for Western. Hit back in, and this is our first look at Redovich tonight. Aubrey Allen and Spitzer take a seat.
Inbound goes into the backcourt for Poppy. and she gives up to Vanessa Rodriguez. Shot goes up, missed. Rebound chased out to the corner. Brushhaber comes away with it. Yeah, if Western's got Allen on the bench and they're still able to get those rebounds, that's just a feather in their cap. Nice move there by Ray, hit off the dribble. And she gets the shot up, missed it, but they'll call it on the floor. Still 12-2 Western. And we know the coach for FGR, he was worried that they can't keep up scoring-wise with Western. They got to slow them down. But right now, Western shooting pretty well, and the points have come much more quickly and easier than Gabriel Shire. It's one of those where we feel like we notice the ice is slanted toward Western a little bit. Now loose ball scrum, taken away by Dean. No tie-up. She just yanked it away. Layup for Dean, and a 14-2 lead for Western, looking to get their ticket to the regional championship on Wednesday right here in Tecumseh.
How about the little stamp that the two freshmen, Dean and Spitzer, are making for Western right now?
Been vital. There's another move by Rodriguez, and gets a step and scoops it around. The defense missed it, though. Rebounded again by the Panthers. So it's been pretty much, cold shooting here for the Irish early, and Western clearing off seemingly every defensive rebound. There's a cut. Brushhaber into some contact. Scoops with the left hand and finishes. And that's going to be a timeout for the Irish. 16-2 lead for Western early. Explosive first quarter. And it's a full timeout. We'll take 60 seconds. 16-2 our score. We'll be back in a minute on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Ball out of the timeout, trailing 60-2, 35 seconds to play first quarter. A knock away by Spitzer, saved by Ray, a hit to Brushhaber. Western just looks to run when they get it. Brushhaber, Allen, left side Spitzer, 22 seconds. Allen at the top, now left side Spitzer, deep. They're sharing it against the zone, moving around the outside. Eating up these 14 seconds before they make a decision to take the final shot here of the quarter. Allen with near steal over to Hitch. She takes it to the basket. Gets a step. Floater. No. Rebounded Dyer. And now Rodriguez. And Vanessa will fire one from half court. Had a chance. I think got up late. Shouldn't have counted. But we're at the end of one. 16-2. All Western in the first quarter. We're back in 60 seconds with the second quarter on WKHM.
Been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Brian Haynes, 16-2, Western leads. They come out in the zone. against the Irish now. Working around the perimeter. Ava Rodriguez gives it up, gets it back. Left side, Poppy back to Rodriguez. Pump fakes a three. Scoops it over to the teammate, and it mishandled. Always ready there, ready to hit. Now she takes it down into the lane. Floats over, everybody missed. Look at Ari Allen. Voraciously chasing that rebound. Backs it out to Brushaber. Hit steps back. Gives and goes. In the move to the basket, we'll get a foul on the floor. And that'll be Rhea Hitt taking the bump. And an inbound here from Spitzer.
And, you know, you and I, even us off-air, talking about how impressed we've been with Aubrey Allen's passing ability. But that was another good example. They feed the post, just make a good cut. She's easy pass to hit.
Looks like misunderstanding there. They tried to float it into Aubrey Allen. It's stolen, and now Vanessa Rodriguez takes it down for the layup. And 4 points now for Gabriel Rochard. 7:05 to play, first half. Spitzer defended and goes to the floor, and we'll get a tie-up. Jump ball arrow stays with Western. A little bit of a hip check in there. She kind of went down, lost her footing. But they've kind of let that kind of physicality out there kind of go, Brian. You can defend tough on ball handlers. You get a double dribble call against Spitzer.
And Spitzer, who came out so aggressively in the first quarter, kind of two little mishaps right there.
Back on the defense, 16-4 lead for Western. 6:48 to play first half. McAuliffe gets all the way over to the left side for a three-point shot from Fitzpatrick, which misses, and rebounded again by the Panthers. Rhea Hitt steps up on the wing, picks up her dribble, skips in the corner for Dean, makes a move to the baseline, then picks her dribble up, made a tough pass down to Aubrey Allen, and gets it up on the rim, missed it, but comes through with that offensive rebound and a layup, and Aubrey Allen having an excellent first half here as she puts her Panthers up 18-4.
Tegan Dean doing a good job to not lose her composure right there.
Yeah, kind of realized instantly he made a mistake. Two dribbles and then picking it up down the baseline like that. But able to feed it through to Aubrey Allen. Iris moving the perimeter now. And look at Dean getting up in Ava Rodriguez's face. She dribbles around her. Now looks and realizes she's open, but puts up an air ball. Rebounded by Spitzer, and she's going to lose it out of bounds.
Steve, it looks to me almost like Father Gabriel Rochard is acting as if they've never seen a zone before.
Yeah.
Like they are getting nothing out of this.
Timeout on the floor right now. We'll keep it here. 5:47 to play first half. Coverage brought to you by Western Community Schools. Thank you to them for being on board with some sponsorship this year. Lomar Machine and Tool. Dan the Man Insurance. Dan's quite a golf fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Get along with Dan Greer. Well, Brian, like you said, it's been the zone seems to have the Irish perplexed.
Yeah, I mean, they're settling for just big, long Rodriguez threes, or they're, you know, trying to get in the lane a little bit, but not finding anything. And and I feel like they've had more turnovers than they've had good looking shots.
They'll inbound from the baseline. They get it in quickly. Dyer. Out to Rodriguez now. Vanessa gives it back to Ava. Ava from the wing backs it out. Looks to dribble in. Now bounces back again. Say a lot of bounces. Not really going anywhere. There's a direct drive from Vanessa Rodriguez, but her floater no good. And the rebound tapped away from the Panthers, and it'll be Western ball.
And look, Rodriguez gets in the lane, but it's Aubrey Allen there with a hand up and just forces that tough floater that... just not a high percentage shot.
Coming out to defend Rhea Hitt all the way up to half court. Now she's got it again on the wing. Skips it across to Dean down to the baseline for Brushaber. Daps it down to the block and skip past Rhea Hitt all alone for three. Got it.
Talk about the tilted ice. How easy did that look for Western against that zone?
And that was great. Moving it through the air. Didn't have to take any bounces. And all of a sudden Rhea Hitt, your top shooter, standing there by herself for a nice in-rhythm three-point make and a 21-4 lead.
Steve, you just said it. The ball didn't have to be dribbled. And look at on this side.
Right.
People grabbing it and just taking a few dribbles. making it easy for that zone.
Rodriguez dribbles in. Now a little fader at the elbow. Missed. Rebound bounces to Aubrey Allen. That was a back of Brushhaver box out. They got Allen that rebound. Allen sharing it back with Hitt. Now a skip pass to Berdner. Takes a couple dribbles. Goes to the high post. Difficult pass. Good defense. Richard. Change of pace. Dribble to move to the basket. And Berdner with the defensive play. Should get called for the foul. And a couple shots coming from the Espen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
And Coach Tim Kane for the Irish has to be scratching his head and wondering what's going on. 4 points. We're out, played a quarter and a half.
And I missed that first free throw from the Espen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning charity strike.
From somebody that I'm going to guess doesn't miss a ton of free throws.
Yeah. Give Ray a hit a break here. And got the second one to go. 21-5. Western leads with the ball back at 4:10 to play first half. Going against the full court press. Look at the cut by Spitzer. Takes it in, lays it up, and scores. Great job, patience. And, of course, if you can get it to Aubrey Allen in the, against that trap, she can throw it right over the defense. She sees all of that, and that worked out great for Western there.
Yeah, such a great pass. And, again, you're right, a great cut from Spitzer.
I think you'll see, too, Brian, sometimes when you look down there, part of this, what they want to do against the zone is go down to Dyer on the block, but I think they're tentative to give it to her down there against Aubrey Allen. There's a catch and a three-point make by Ava Rodriguez, 23-8 now our score. In the middle of the floor for Allen, gives it back to Spitzer. They break the press and now get it away to Dean. They go back to Allen, it's knocked away, and they'll say Allen touched it last.
You can see the Irish kind of trying to pick things up now a little bit, picking up a little more full court, or at least three-quarters court.
23-8. We have 3:19 to play, so Western's still in front even after a turnover here, and a couple of a pretty good offensive momentum here maybe for the Irish. Into the game now is Alexa Martins, and we get turnover.
Steve, we know the Rodriguez girls can shoot the three, and but right now, together, just one make, and I'm going to guess maybe six attempts.
Western patient against the trap. Redovich dribbles over the timeline, and we'll get a reach in and a tie-up call. And that'll give the possession arrow back to the Irish.
Yeah, Redovich did the dangerous thing where you dribble across half court and then pick up your dribble against the trapping D. That's a tough place to stop.
That's right where they wanted you to be with no dribble. There's a nice dribble move by Rodriguez trying to drop it down to teammate on the block, Sophia Savarino, and she couldn't catch it. Goes out of bounds.
Yeah, that was kind of a combination. Savarino maybe not being ready, but the pass being a little out front too.
Yeah, difficult to try to thread the needle down there in the paint. Western gets away from the trap. Hit calling for it back. She hit a couple of triples. Spitzer drives in, backs it out to Hit. Now she skip passes, catches again back from Brushhaver. And that one might have been tipped. Missed the shot a little short. Back the other way, Irish. Ava Rodriguez spotted up for a moment. Now passes it, gets it back. Left side for Vanessa. She pump fakes and gets a baseline step and floats one good. 23-10. They cut the lead to 13 here with 2:14 to go in the half. And that press, they get it to Hit. She dribbles around the press. They come to trap. She goes to Aubrey Allen. Skip pass across to Brushhaver. Swings it in the corner for Spitzer. She'll dribble out of there to the top left side. Hit. Against the zone. Goes to the high post for Allen. She turns and looks. Gets a pass down to Redovich on the baseline. And they double her down there and had it trapped. And I think we'll get a foul call just before they had a takeaway. It's going to go against Poppy.
Yeah, that was close to just being a jump ball.
Oh, no, they gave that to Severino.
Yeah, I'd given it to Poppy as well.
I thought he made a 15, too. Inbound goes deep, hit, skip pass to Brushhaver, gets a baseline step. Now into the lane for Aubrey Allen. Great cut there by Allen, and Brushaber fired the pass on the button. And a nice floater for Aubrey Allen. 25-10, Western leads. We're down to 93 seconds to play in the half.
Little return of Aver. Yeah. Usually it's Allen finding the cutters.
Aver Rodriguez gives it up to a three-point shot. There's a make. Anne-Marie McCullough. Now Redovich over the timeline, and she'll get caught up and travels with it. And they'll give it back to the Irish. 25-13. It's a 12-point advantage now for the Panthers.
Well, we kind of said at a timeout we might see a little comeback at some point. They're too good of a team to just be held like they were held, and they've definitely ratcheted up the D.
Some of those three-point shots had to start going down for obviously some very good shooters here in the Rodriguez twins. Screen and slip, Berdner with the single player knockaway there. Drives it all the way down, floater short. Batted at it by Rhea Hip, but it's rebounded by Poppy. It's 25-13, now under a minute to play in the half. Vanessa Rodriguez splits the D, drops it across the lane to Poppy, and she goes right in. I thought she'd use some glass over there, but she made it, and the lead is just 10.
That was a nice dish by Rodriguez.
Spitzer almost mispassed it there, but gets it up to hit. She's going to penetrate, gets into the lane, backs it out, Allen. Allen dribbles into the elbow, back cut for Berdner, and we'll get a foul there. I guess maybe stepped on her foot. Good job by Lola Berdner there on the drive. And again, Western passing quite well right now in those half-court sets.
Western probably caught a break right there. She definitely just stepped on a foot. And, yeah. You know, they could have called that a travel just as easy as a foul.
Spitzer inbounds to hit, takes a deep three and buries it. Rhea Hit on fire still. 28-15, and that one was from, that was from Ann Arbor.
Yeah, the Family Dollar in Tecumseh. That was a deep one.
And as Dean goes out and fouls Rodriguez. This is the second team foul against the Panthers. 28-15, they lead. We're at 3.4 seconds.
Yeah, so Coach Beckman maybe going to go ahead and play this foul game and make it so they don't get a clean shot.
And there's one flung up at the buzzer. It was not clean.
It worked.
28-15. Western leads it here. Have led the whole way. And it kind of looked dominant in moments, Brian.
Most moments, I'd say.
Yeah. And again, the two things that you think about when you got Western on the lineup. Aubrey Allen and Rhea Hit, defense and scoring. And then again, Spitzer's giving them some extra. Berdner at times, Brushaber. So, yeah, they're hitting on all cylinders right now. And we'll see if they can continue that into the second half. Let's take a three-minute break. We'll come back with the numbers from the first half. Again, Western, 28. Ann Arbor Father Gabriel Richard, 15 on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here. Western leads at 28-15. They led the whole way and actually saw their lead shrink maybe a little bit there late in the second quarter, but not anything that felt like they were in trouble. And just we finally saw some life out of the Irish there where they started to make some of those shots that had been open but weren't going in. So,
yeah, kind of picked up that pressure a little bit higher up, too, and caused a few turnovers that led to a couple of those shots.
Out-of-town scoreboard right now, Lumen Christie, 29-6. They lead Columbia Central with just a couple minutes left in the first half. So, yeah, Titan team living up to expectations.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we're getting some stats here handed to us. So we appreciate the hospitality from the Tecumseh scorekeeper.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get some numbers for you, Brian.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm guessing that Gabriel Richard hasn't had the Rodriguez twins held to combined under double digits and a half very often, but just 8 points for them both. Vanessa with five and Ava with three. Then we had Jackie Poppy with two, Ann Maria McAuliffe with three, and Courtney Dyer with two, and that's it.
Yeah. That's not a lot of scoring to get to 15 points. How about for the Panthers?
Well, for the Panthers, we had Tegan Dean with two, Callie Spitzer, who played a great first half with six, Becca Brushhaber with a nice move in there for the bucket, Rhea Hitt doing her thing with 3 three-pointers and 11 points, and Aubrey Allen just playing an all-around game again, both sides of the floor with 7 points. And do we have a rebound number?
It's got her for eight.
Okay, well, there you go. 7 points, 8 boards. A lot of people would call that a good game. Just a solid half for Aubrey Allen.
Yeah, and no blocks for Aubrey, but you'd be a fool to think that she didn't change a half a dozen shots. And just the, you can't even account for the shots that she just, that people didn't take because she was back there. Like, that's quite a weapon to have for the Panthers. And Aubrey Allen's played a great game. Her and Rhea Hitt leading the way. But like you said, contributions from all over the place. Spitzer with a really nice half, I thought, to have 6 points on 3 out of 5 shooting. And the turnovers pretty limited, too, for her as the ball handler. They got her with zero, yeah. Two assists. So I like that, too.
And how about Aubrey Allen? And I bet you this happens frequently, leading the team with assists even at the half with three.
Yeah. It's been fun to watch. We're going to watch the second half coming up. Let's take a three-minute break here at the half. And we'll tip it back up here for the second half. 28-15 Western leads on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eirich, your local realtor with The Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eirich at The Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh's Affordable Dumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're underway second half. Western ball, Rhea hit. Kind of a one-man press break there as they're really looking to pressure her. Skips it over to Aubrey Allen. Now she skips it back to Rhea hit. Allen goes to the high post. They're denying her there. And now we'll get a blocking foul against Vanessa Rodriguez.
It's going to be Vanessa's first.
Good handles by Rhea under all that pressure. Brushhaber inbounds from the sideline. Backcourt to Spitzer. Spitzer goes left side. Gets a step. Floats off the window and missed. But we'll get a foul. Two shots coming for Kelly Spitzer at the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
Courtney Dyer with that. I think it's just her first.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in the game with more than one personal.
And Spitzer hits a free throw. 29-15, the lead for the Panthers.
And Spitzer's just been really solid in everything she's done so far,
mm-hmm.
which probably just jinxed her for that free throw. But no, even do that.
Made a couple at the line, 30-15. They double them up. Brian, how far, like at 15, I'd say, gosh, 5 or 6 minutes left. That's plenty to stay ahead. How close you got to be to feel like Richard's going to be in this in the fourth quarter.
Well,
that was a great move and a pass to Dyer, blocked by Hitch. She gets the loose ball back the other way for the Panthers.
The problem is just the fact that we've watched this take place. So, and Western just looks in control.
There's a great pass by Allen down to Brushaver on the block, and she made a nice move to get herself in a comfortable spot to make that shot. 32-15.
With just the exception of a few turnovers against their pressure, they just keep getting decent looks. Way better looks than Gabriel Richard's getting.
There's a move by Rodriguez down to the block. Has to back it out, and now we'll get Birdner for a foul there.
It's funny because nobody is in foul. In fact, that's Birdner's first. That's number two. Okay. So she's the first one with two fouls, but it does feel like they're calling things closely. There's no touching.
Rodriguez now on the wing. Gets a screen. That's Ava. A shoulder move into Birdner.
That could have been a push off.
Yeah, they got a girl in from the Western bench. The double team comes. She's trapped on the baseline. Stuck. Now she's able to get it out. Pump fake three from McAuliffe, and she hit one in the first half. They drop it down. And finally, it looks like, hey, we got an open look, and Aubrey Allen comes in and blocks it.
And you know the thing about Aubrey Allen, too, she allows those guards to be even better defenders because you can get up in there, and you know if they get by you, so be it. Aubrey's there to clean up your mess.
Inbound from the baseline. Cut into the paint and stolen away. Birdner with the good hands there. Turn it up the floor. Spitzer on the sideline now from the wing. Skips it across to Hit. Hit backs it out with the dribble. Now goes to the high post for Allen into the corner. Spitzer. Dribble move to the baseline. Through the baseline. Cross to Brushaver. Brushaver gets knocked to the floor. Hit still dribbling on the left wing. She'll back it out. Rodriguez fouling her all the way out there and thinking about trying to get a steal there. That was it looks like they bumped noggins on that one. 32-15, Western leads. We have 5:50 to play in the third. Into the backcourt for Spitzer. Near the tee for the Tecumseh logo. Great pass by Spitzer. What a scoop by Brushaver. Harlem Globetrotter-esque out there.
That was a fantastic pass by Brushaver.
These people you know have been... girls, you know, have been playing together for so long. They just kind of knew where everybody was supposed to be and made it look easy. 34-15. Rodriguez keeps it over left side. There's an open three-point looking hit by Mimi Fitzpatrick. 34-18.
She better knock that down because that's as clean a look as they're getting.
Oh, skip pass by Hit. Just hit it out of the corner. Birdner high post for Allen. She skips it across. Pumping hit. Hits everybody off the ground. Leave the floater short and rebounded by the Irish.
That's a good job to penetrate that. I'd like to see her just go another dribble for layup.
Yep, there's a three for Rodriguez quickly. Allen clears the rebound. Gets it up the floor to Spitzer. Here's toward the middle of the floor. Keeps it back to Allen, left wing. Birdner back up to the top for Spitzer by the jump circle. Crosses, gets into the elbow. Backs it back out. Now, swings it to the corner. And went Birdner into Hit. Hit back cuts. Allen tried to make a tough pass there. Brushaver clears the loose ball back to Spitzer and Western. No harm. Allen turns to look. Skips it in the corner for Birdner. Birdner driving against the double team. Now gets it into the middle of the floor for Allen. She finishes with the left hand. And it's 36-18. Doubled up and we get a timeout. 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 as well. 4:12 to play third quarter, 36-18.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Nikola Jokic.
There's a drive down to the baseline by Aver. 28 to 20. They trail. Full timeout. Let's take 60.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
It is just a call away.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Thank you. High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Dribbling to the corner and a baseline drive. Swatted away by Aubrey Allen. And
yes. What? We'll have missed two Aubrey Allen buckets and a Rhea hit bucket.
All right. Well, again, we're working with what we can for the audio here. And to come to, we had an okay night the other night while we were here for the boys. Inbound goes to Rodriguez, and she fires a triple. Missed again. Rebounded Aubrey Allen. 44 to 20, 49 seconds in the third. Fits her over the timeline. Crosses, gets a screen from Allen. Now into the paint. Backs it out by Allen. I thought she could it. Well, nope. She's going to drive it now. Back to pay. Allen catches and fires a three-man. Comfortably in front, get the final 28 seconds of our third quarter. And we get a reach-in call against Spitzer. Winning it is Eva Rodriguez.
Coach Man wants to waste some clock and start fouling, but boy, with 23 seconds left, some fouls might build up there, unless he just wanted that to get Aubrey Allen a breather, and that might have been the case.
To the high post, backing it back out to Rodriguez. That's Vanessa driving across, skips it to the corner, and now down to the baseline in a drive and floater. Too strong. Rebounded Rhea hit. 7 seconds, 3 seconds, excuse me, two. Hit, hands off the Spitzer, fires the buzzer. Enough. End of 3, 47 to 20, all Western right now. And that kind of matches what we had going on over at Lumen Christi, where the Titans had a 4-6 halftime lead. So it looks like we've got a couple more area teams playing for a regional championship on Wednesday. That's why we see, we'll need to take a commercial right here, but 47 Ryan. 27.8. I don't know. Riverview's Father Gabriel Richard's got enough ammo to come back from 27.
And you said it all the time, too, when you've only scored 20. And hope that.
No, I'm everything's just. And looking.
Yeah, probably the only bad performance from somebody from Jackson is our audio and ref Corey McCabe. And I'm kidding. Corey's done a good job.
Yeah, and we just know someone will hear that and tell him about it.
That's my hopes.
Rodriguez to the top now as they work it around the perimeter. Again, trailing by 27. Alexa Martins is in the game. High post. And they back it back out. Rodriguez will fire a triple. Buried it. I guess if you want to come back, that's a start. 47-23. Here comes Fitzer over the timeline. Gives it up to hit out there. She gets past the defense. Floater from the elbow. Too strong score. That is Severino with the rebound. Gives it back to Ava Rodriguez. Right corner, Rodriguez. Did that get tipped by Hit? Rhea Hit's got her hand in about three of those balls tonight. Now they get it to Spitzer. It's knocked away by Ava Rodriguez, and it'll stay Western ball.
Yeah, here Rodriguez hit the three. But the bad thing, if you're Gabriel Richard, you think, well, we just need 10 more of those.
And there's Spitzer. Near the T, near the Tecumseh logo. Gives it up to Brushaber down to the block. Looking for Allen behind the basket. That's a tough pass to make, and it goes out of bounds, and they'll give it back to him. 47-23, 7 minutes to play.
Allen is such a nice target down there. I don't blame Brushaber for trying to get that to her.
And she will pass well. She actually passes great from down there. There's a nice pass down to Severino, but she misses it. They do get the offensive rebound. Martins gets it to Rodriguez. Vanessa cutting Ava, and now stolen away by Rhea hit. And then she'll get fouled. 6:37 to play here, 47-23. Western comfortably in front and have led the entire way and has just played. This is the best game we've seen them play in the postseason so far.
Yeah, they've done it on both sides of the floor, that's for sure.
Hand off to Rhea Hitt coming around this perimeter. Picks up her dribble, stuck, maybe. Nope, she'll get it away to Brushaver. Brushaver to the top for Spitzer. Spitzer drives from there, down the lane, into the air. Maybe force up the shot, but it's the foul call. And they'll send Spitzer to the free throw line for Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Thank you again to Top Line Apparel for getting on board with us, sponsoring some of our quarters in the games. Thank you to Lomar Machine and Tool, Western Community Schools, Wolverine Seal Coating, Day in the Man Insurance. And Spitzer missed that free throw. 47-23 with the 6:14 mark. And Western has led the whole way. They win. They finish this up. They'll be back here on Wednesday night. And we'll be back here as well. Rodriguez pulls out the loose ball. Couple misses there for Spitzer. We stay at 47-23. Martin spots up. Foot on the line. That was a long two. Missed. Rebounded, though, by the Irish. Now move to the basket and partially blocked there by Aubrey Allen, and we'll get her for a foul. I think that's something Aubrey Allen does really well, block shots without getting called for fouls.
Yeah, and to be honest, she probably shouldn't have been called for that one either. That looked like a clean block.
5:56, 47-23. And that's a made free throw from the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line for Anne Marie McAuliffe. And then we get a timeout. It's going to be a full timeout for Western. 5:56 to play, 47-25. We'll take a 60-second commercial break. Back with more from Tecumseh on WKHM.
We know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Spitzer stepped on the sideline out of bounds. They give it back to the Irish. 5:42 to play, 47-25 is our score. There's a missed three-pointer for the Irish. Rebounded and tapped, but right to Rhea hit. She'll give it up to Aubrey Allen in the middle of the floor. Allen goes to Spitzer right wing. Penetrates, gets a step in the lane. The sideways shot up, and she's going to get the whistle. Send her to the free throw line for Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Boy, Spitzer's been able to get into the lane pretty much at will.
Yeah, that was one of her first ones where I thought maybe she could have dished that off to Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of got bailed out a little bit, I thought, by the officials.
Late in the third, 48-10, Lumen Christie leads Columbia Central. Titans living up to that number two ranking. I think they'd really like a shot at McBain, who had topped the list over them in that final ranking.
Well, they might just get it.
48-25. And Spitzer will go out for a moment as the Panthers set up full court pressure.
Spitzer splits the pair. Just fun to say.
They get it to Rodriguez, who gets it up the floor to Poppy, back to Aver Rodriguez. Step back. Oh, no. Rebound to Dean for the Panthers. Gets it out to Hit, who gives it up to Allen, gives it right back. Hit now at the three-point line. Down, back, skips it across Rush Aver. Back to Hit at the top. Ray Hit on the deck, moving over to the ring. Now high post for Aubrey Allen. Spin move, lost her footing, tried to scoop it. And we'll get a travel call.
Well, I was about to go crazy for that move. That was a nice little spin move, but just lost her footing and traveled.
We're down to the 4:48 mark. Still 48-25. Western comfortably in front. High post, back it out, open three. That'll be McAuliffe, and that goes off the heel. Long rebound grab by Vanessa. Directing a little traffic from the top. Now left deep for Ava. Rodriguez. Now Vanessa comes to the corner, down to the block. Back out deep. Rodriguez goes outside. Rebound ripped away by Poppy. And we get a foul call. We got Aubrey Allen on that one. That's her second.
Well, Steve, with 4:17 to go and a 23-point lead against a team that's only scored 25 points. You got to feel pretty good if you're a Panther fan.
Start making your travel plans for Wednesday. Inbound goes to Rodriguez. She'll take that triple. That one goes. Yeah, feeling if this game was dead a little more early in this game, might not be so lopsided. And then Ava Rodriguez commits a foul on the inbound play. Fourth team foul for the Irish. Inbound goes to Spitzer. Gives it back to Bershaver again. Trying to set up here. Goes to the middle of the floor for Rhea Hitt. There looks to come double her. She splits the D, and we get a timeout from the Western bench.
Good timeout.
Yep, that'll have to be a full timeout for them.
Yeah, you're up here, Carter. Listening in Grand Rapids today, you're feeling pretty good. And I don't know if maybe there's a reason you couldn't be here today, but I think the Panthers are going to keep playing if you want to come meet up.
Yeah. That early time almost made it difficult for me to get here today with that 5:30 start time. But we made it. We'll be back again on Wednesday. And I'm excited for tomorrow, actually. We're heading up to Portage Northern. The Igloo, they call it, so we can see Concord take on Colon.
Yeah, a little Stevens and Smith show.
That's one I wish was, could they play it somewhere closer? Like, we got to get the basketball gym over there at Firekeepers.
That could be an issue. Yeah, what a Portage, little hour drive maybe.
Yeah,
we can do that.
Oh, it'll be fun. Just more time to spend together, you and I.
And I don't think we're done.
52-12 after three. Lumen Christie leading Columbia Central. We're not quite that separated here. 48-28 into the corner for Dean. Backs it out. There's a good steal. Stepping in the passing lane. Ava Rodriguez dribbles up, pulls up the three. No. Up high off the heel and rebounded by Aubrey Allen. Spitzer brings it up the floor now for the Panthers. Oh, nice juke move. Hit, able to make a catch, almost stepping out of the sideline. Gets it away to Spitzer. Now she loses the dribble. It's loose and dove on by McAuliffe. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Severino. And now drive to the basket and Spitzer and Rodriguez collide. That'll send, I can't see which one it was. It'll be Ava Rodriguez going to the free throw line. They were standing next to one another. Twins for you. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
They are identical. Same hair, both with ones and both with ponytails covering the numbers. So you see parts of a one.
If anything, Vanessa's ponytail's a little higher up on her head. and that's it.
Oh, there you go. That's an astute observation by the captain.
Hits a couple free throws. 48-30. We're down to an 18-point advantage now for the Panthers with 3:16 to play. Gilbert Richard continues to be very aggressive, and there's a knockaway. Brushhaber thought she recovered it, but knocked away again. And Ava Rodriguez will go in, try to score. Going to get Brushhaber on a foul. Free throws coming again.
They are making a little run, but it still just feels like it's too little too late for the Irish.
18 points with 3 minutes to go. 3:07 to be precise. And hits.
It's the ninth point for Ava Rodriguez in this quarter.
From the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw stripe. And got them both. 48-32, 16. Ready to hit. Goes back to Aubrey Allen. Gives it back to Spitzer. Spitzer to Allen. Down to 252. They get it to Rhea Hitt. Probably a good move, although they come to double her. Picks it up. Brushhaber left side. They look to attack. Skips it across to Burdner. Now backs it back out. Allen at the top. Left side hit. Spots up like she's going to shoot. Doesn't, though. Pass out to Allen. Now across the court to Spitzer. Allen as they continue to eat clock. 2:30 now. Left side hit. Skipping across. Dangerous pass to Burdner. She gets stuck down on the block, has to get out to Brushhaber near steal, but kept by the Panthers. Burden or twist her ankle?
Brushhaber.
Brushhaber. Hit still near midcourt, but out of 208. Allen gets it away to Spitzer on the wing. Gives him the corner, Burden dribbles right out. Spitzer skips it into the high post for Hit, and she'll dribble out, and I think we'll finally get a foul call, and that'll be bonus free throws for Rhea Hitt, the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line.
Even if that possession had ended in a turnover, it was going to be successful as they waste about a minute 30.
Mm-hmm. We're down inside the 2 minute mark. 16 point lead. And Rhea Hitt hits the free throw. We got, again, time ticking down, and we're starting to see the other teams out here preparing for the next game. Hazlitt and Tecumseh. Actually, could be a pretty tremendous matchup. It's a missed free throw and rebound battle, and I think they're going to get Brushhaber on a foul there again.
That'll send Rodriguez to the line. That's one thing you just don't want to do is let them score with zero time going off.
Mm-hmm. 49-32, minute 53. And it was Severino, free throw line. Sophia Severino. It's a lovely name.
Probably a more lovely name than a free throw stroke, because that was not pretty.
Yeah, she looked like she knew she was going to hit.
Yeah.
She went back to get on D. Ray hit, dangerous pass in midcourt, and that's going to get a foul and send Aubrey Allen to free throw line. It's Anne Marie McCullough. Made me want to sing again. I got a girl named Anna Marie. She's Levi Gare. If I took more tree.
Well, I hope we don't have to hear that again. It really threw off Aubrey Allen's free throw there.
49-32 if she misses one. Second one goes. Because I wasn't singing.
With you not singing, that made it.
50-32, they for sure can't hear me up here.
I'm envious.
Wow. Vanessa Rodriguez.
I'm just kidding. You have a lovely voice.
Ava. We don't have to lie to me either. She can't say anything nice. Step back three for Ava Rodriguez. Missed. Rebounded Aubrey Allen. 78 seconds to play in this one. 50-32. Spitzer goes right side for Burdner. Burdner gives up to Allen. Allen right side, now Spitzer. Spitzer to the top for Hitt. And they'll reach and get her, and that's where the bench will come in for both teams. They looked like, did they, like, agree to that? Because they both went up at the same time. Like, yep, It's time.
Yep. Coach Kane telling his bench, I don't think we can make up 18 in the next minute five. And with Hitt going to the line, I'm going to guess it's even going to be more than 18.
Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line, and Rhea Hitt makes it. Redovich, Dean, enter the fray. Additionally, Abby Kubish and Eliana Drinkwine. 51-32, she made the first one. Gets the second one for Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning. And she'll go to the bench, and that'll bring in Shelby Smith, our final substitution for the Panthers that will appear with 63 seconds remaining. Bringing up the timeline, Mimi Fitzpatrick for the Irish. Both side, Martins. Oates looking for Severino, stolen. A tie-up. We'll get a dump ball arrow going to the Panthers.
Yeah, this might be where both teams just kind of concede and they have to watch them dribble it out for 53 seconds. In the meantime, you're going to have to figure out who you're going to make player of the game between Hitt and Allen. And I'm putting all that on you.
All right. Dribbling baseline. Drinkwine skips it across and mishandled in the corner by Shelby Smith. They'll turn it back over. 20-point game, 52-32, 39.3 seconds remain. Again, if you're just joining us, it looks like Lumen Christie moving on. They have a running clock, 52-12 in the fourth quarter. High post steal there by Dean. Dribbles over the timeline. Official almost tripped. Shaking his head.
Yeah, the fans are right there on the floor.
Yeah. The move and a floater by Drinkwine goes off the heel, rebounded by the Irish and Courtney Dyer.
Well, this is it, Steve.
4 seconds. There's the buzzer. 52-32. The Panthers are going to play for the regional championship on Wednesday night. Final of 52-32. Let's take a 3-minute break and get this post game going for you. Victorious tonight on WKHM.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information. Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh'sAffordableDumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eirich, your local realtor with The Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eirich at The Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union. Federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes doing our best with some gravity issues. Western wins this matchup. We'll take on the women's game that's up next to come see a good matchup there, too. And so we'll look forward to that contest coming up on Wednesday. Brian, let's go ahead and go right to the numbers.
Well, now I'm thrown by the connectivity issues. Oh, do you mean like the wires, the audio, or did you mean that you didn't feel you and I were connected well today?
After you talk, the way you talked about my singing, I'm not sure.
All right, well, let's give you Ann Arbor Father Gabriel Richard's numbers to start with. Vanessa Rodriguez, 5 points. Jackie Poppy with 4. Mimi Fitzpatrick with 3. Courtney Dyer with 2. Anne-Marie McCulloch with 5, leading the way today, but with a tough time from the floor, Ava Rodriguez with 13 points.
Yeah, you might, and you might go, 13 points, pretty good game. 3 out of 19. That's a super bowl. Not in doing small part to Aubrey Allen and the defense that the Panthers played. How about for the Panthers?
Well, for the Panthers, they got 2 from Beck. Kelly Spritzer with 9. Rhea Hitt with 16. Team Dean with 4. And Linda Aubrey Allen, about 19 points, 14 boards, 6 assists, 2 blocks. And I'm pretty sure I saw her making popcorn at halftime for the concession stand. She did everything today.
Probably driving the bus home. yeah, and I think we mentioned the shooting for Ava Rodriguez, 3 of 19 from the floor, 3 of 15 from the three-point line. The team, 5 out of 28 three-point shooting for Gabriel Richard. Panthers, 5 out of 10. Shot 50% from beyond the arc. And, boy, just had a great game. Won the rebounding battle, 28-21. 16 of 10 under 20 field goals. In the region, Western who will be faced next tomorrow. And be excited to see the Yellow Jackets can't get their boys' team over to the Breslin Center on Thursday. So, lots more basketball to play in the tournament. Looking forward to the contest tomorrow. Professor Brian Haynes, Mark Koss back in the studio. I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll try to do better next time.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Rowe Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.